us in the room girl-wise, one of us in the room boy-wise. Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Hello. So our sound might be good today and we'll have some good conversation. I hope we didn't bore everyone last week with just me and Eileen.
Without me, I mean, you know, of course it would be boring.
It was tough for us, you know, girl.
It was a bit hard.
Well, I thought it sounded great. I listened.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
We missed your sex noises.
We made a few.
We tried, but it wasn't the same thing at all. There we go. And she's back. So here we are, Eileen and I, a little bit skinnier than we were a few days ago.
God, I can't see you. Which one? Where are you?
I'm the one behind the microphone.
Keep
disappearing.
I'm over here.
Disappearing.
I've got bloody hot pants on. You always know when I've had food poisoning because I start wearing hot pants for a couple of days, and that's the only time that's ever going to happen. But we're all better now, aren't we?
All better.
What's wrong?
Really?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Really?
No.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
I know where mine came out of.
Oh my God. Right. Moving swiftly on. I want to talk about Friday night. Gail was away with my best friend in Austin at the music festival. You got on very well.
It was fantastic. She's a lovely best friend of yours.
You can't have her.
Festivals. I don't. I've just borrowed her. That's all. And she's lovely and you're lovely.
Yes,
and
I am.
I thought she was nicer.
Yeah, she's a bit nicer than Dawn. No, I'm kidding. No, you're both gorgeous. And no, she's lovely. It was lovely to get to know one of your friends.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I'm glad you had a good time.
I always think that your friends are a testament to you. So it's kind of interesting to get to know someone's friend, to know what you see in a friend.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you ever meet someone that you really like and you meet their friends and they're all complete cows.
Yeah, just like, I have
wow,
done.
What is this about?
Yeah, totally. I have.
And also, another test that I do is always if people come over and they're funny with my dogs. Like if they're just like weird with
tell
my
me
dog,
about it.
Or if your dogs
or cats,
are weird with
right?
them.
Yeah, I'm like that's. I feel completely weird about that person after that.
I do too because I've got a Siamese cat, and obviously she's a bit weird looking. I think she's beautiful, but I think she's regal and elegant and lovely. And when people come into my house and say, "Oh my God, what the hell is that?" Yeah. I'm like, it's like insulting my furniture. Do you know what I mean? It's my cat. I chose
more
her and
than
I
your
love
furniture.
Her.
It's insulting you.
It's awful. Mm. So, yeah. What were we talking about again?
Like friends. Testaments to friends, yeah.
I'm not really on the ball this morning.
No.
Get on it.
Yeah. I wanted to just have a little chuckle about our night on Friday night. Eileen and I, once again, in the Chateau Marmont, which is like the
favorite
creme de la
place.
Creme of celebrity sightings. But to just put it into context, Anne Hathaway was two tables away from us. It's that kind of crowd. Anyway, we go there on Fridays sometimes, don't we? Because we're classy girls.
Yes.
And this Friday we were there, and when our friend Claudia walked in half an hour later than everyone else, we started singing happy birthday to her.
Oh, was it her birthday?
It wasn't her birthday. So we did it as a joke. The entire courtyard at the Chateau Marmont joined in.
The great thing is Claudia went along with it, even though she had no idea.
She had no idea.
Brilliant.
And then we were going, happy 50th, Claudia.
She's like, Claudia.
Oh, it was really funny.
My favourite bit was when they brought the cake out that we hadn't asked for. And then
charged us for it. Like some stupid sparkly thing. Like
$8
or something.
Something silly.
But the best thing about the cake is that she's vegan and it was just covered in cream. We were like, I coughed it.
And the funny thing is, they knew she was vegan because I'd prepped them to get a vegan menu in their heads. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They don't really do vegan menu there, do they?
No, they have like...
There's always something you can have. There's like an artichoke pasta thing or something like that.
Yeah,
but it's probably got butter in it somewhere along the line.
Yeah. There's plain rice.
Plain rice, was that it?
Well, that's a real...
No, I'm joking. There is more than that. There is a few things.
I had crab cakes and artichokes.
Yeah, and there's wine.
The wine is really
vegan.
What it's all about.
There's a vegan. Well, actually,
they're
vegan,
all vegan wines,
vegan,
aren't they?
No, you know, there are vegan wines, but
no, but aren't they all vegan?
Well, they are vegan. There's no animal products actually, but they're not strictly vegan. There's something in them. I think it's to do with the sulfates or something.
Sulfites.
Are you that fussy?
No.
No,
I didn't mean fussy. That was really insulting.
No, it's okay. No, I mean listen.
Are you that ridiculous?
I went to Juliana's little girl's birthday party and there was cake and I wasn't gonna have any and I was like, quite
it's
fancy
cake.
A bit, and it was delicious and it was my guilty pleasure for that day.
Let them eat cake.
Part-time
vegan.
So, but no. But
wait, so imagine this scenario: you're at a kid's birthday party and there's a huge, beautiful chocolate cake. At the end of the party, you're standing in the kitchen talking to the mum of the child whose party it was. And she's just like clearing up the kitchen and she's just about to scrape the whole cake into the bin. Now, as a vegan, there's a quandary. Well, does the cake go in the bin or does it go in your mouth?
Depends whether I've already had a slice.
If you haven't.
If I haven't had a slice, I'd probably... No, I'd probably actually just... I'd probably let her just... Because I would rather just... You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, let
not
it go.
Have it, let it go.
Interesting.
But if
Interesting.
Someone's, if someone literally, because it's normally like someone would go, just give me a plate. And then I'm like, no, no, no. And then I'm given a plate. So I'm like, oh, I have to eat it now. But then I'm like, oh, it's delicious. But then that's about, I won't sort of, you know.
Yeah.
You won't make one yourself. Yeah. I used to have a friend who was macrobiotic as she grew up.
Ugh.
And when she used to go to birthday parties, it was she didn't want to be, but her parents made her. When they'd go to birthday parties, she had to bring her own food.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't that
I love
awful?
It how you said she was macrobiotic when she grew up. It's like she was some sort of robotic child.
Yeah.
Like, in a brace. Sorry, that was dark, wasn't it?
So can I just ask a question, actually? Because Petal, if she grows up, like she's 8 or 9 and she wants to have a hamburger, will you let her? Or will you tell her off?
No, I'll let her. If she wants something, I'll let her. I'm just always going to explain to her how I feel.
The
and
cows
the moral,
have been slaughtered.
Yeah, and basically that's how... And so I'm hoping that at that point she won't even want one. But like, I'm not going to... I'm going to... I'll say to her, you can have whatever you want, but this is what I believe and it's up to you.
That's a good way to do it.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I'm just curious. That's good.
So another activity that we partook at dinner on Friday, ooh, which has had me in hysterics all week, was first going around the table thinking of slang and funny names for male genitalia, then going around thinking about women's.
Zach would have loved this game.
Zach, honestly, it was so much fun. We went on for ages and we came up with some of the funniest terms for everything. I don't know if I can say them. Mind you,
I can say lady garden.
But
and
I also
like that.
I've also marked this as explicit.
Garden.
Yeah, exactly. So you're fine.
If you're under 18, just close your ears.
They know it. They know more than us.
If you're under 18, close your eyes.
I kept dreaming about them. Anyway, the ladies' genitalia, like things like kebab.
Kebab, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's horrible.
But do you know we missed out quim.
Pink taco.
Quim. We missed out the classics. I know they're horrible, but my favourite was when I just couldn't think of one, and it was like, the one-eyed milk spitter!
Oh.
Sorry, Zach turned to the sound monitor there.
But it's funny, you know, there's a restaurant in Century City called Pink Taco, and that's a Mexican slang word for
Vegas.
Yeah.
But can I just say, I'm gonna do something slightly
that's
extraordinary.
Really
I'm gonna the next day, she wasn't there, but we were talking about it on Facebook that we'd done this. And my new roomie, Fiona...
I saw those comments. I wonder
she got some good ones.
It's like she was born to play the game. And it was weird how many she had. I'm going to call her now and ask her if she'll do like a 30-second. Hang on a second, she might not.
So we went around the table and it was great because it was a really good crowd. And
I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this.
Everyone had a different one. Then you were out. Apparently it's supposed to be a drinking game. When you're out, you're supposed to take a drink.
More.
But we were all too pussy.
Hang on a minute.
Quite the word.
Is it not ringing? Oh,
there you go. Are you going to be able to hear that?
Hello.
Fifi?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. It's Dawn.
Hi, Fiona.
You're live on the Dawn Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. Right, listen, I'm calling you for a reason, okay? You were so phenomenal at the genitalia game. That's obviously what it's called. I wondered if you'd do 20 seconds. 20 seconds of all your best for girls and boys. Go.
Oh gosh, well, boys, really, it is mainly, but let's think. Oh god, cock, old blind Bob, sword, pistol, pocket rocket, kidney cracker, mutton dagger, wang. Ding dong.
Oh my god. And go, your dad, my favourite that you came out with the other day was ankle spanker. But didn't you have a definition for it as well? Can you remember it?
Let me see. I think I've got it written down somewhere. That's really sad.
There is a definition of ankle spanker.
You know, you can make a fortune in the sex industry on the phone.
Sex, Fiona.
Outside in the garden, so I think I better go inside. I might offend some people. 1 second.
I love it. She's sitting in my garden going, ankle spanker, pocket rocket, cock.
They will think she's a phone sex worker.
I've got it.
Okay.
Ankle spanker is an extremely long penis that often collides with the ankle. It's too long for sexual pleasure and it's mainly used as large fleshy whips for those.
Like we needed a definition of ankle spanker.
I think I'm a bit turned on.
Gail's got a wide
scared.
On. That's brilliant. Well done, girl. You won.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Your prize is.
She gets to live with Dawn Porter.
You get to live with me. and feed my and feed my pussy. that was I hate pussy Lulu, jokes, but Lulu. I couldn't help it. I meant my cat. You all know. Okay,
that was. I just wish that you had an ankle spanker. That's all.
I'm sure I can find one for you, sweetheart. I'll see you later. Okay, bye.
Oh, brilliant.
She's oh, my God.
She honestly, as soon as I said to her on the Saturday, have you got any more names? She just literally did that and went absolutely
wow.
crazy.
She's played it before.
Well, she's seen them all before, obviously.
If we missed any out, people should email us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I've
so
actually
I didn't
got someone.
Know any of those.
So,
right,
okay, so I've got some on Twitter now. So, Nikki T is saying Lady Garden. Yeah, we got that. We got that
I
one.
I like Lady Garden in a way.
What kind of a name is this for Twitter? HGS88 says Bobby Dangler, Master of Ceremonies. I quite like the Master of Ceremonies.
I think Master of Ceremonies tried to get a room with a friend of mine. He introduced himself as that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He said, call me that.
Oh, thinks he's a big cock then.
Oh,
no, he's just a bit of a dick.
I love how on Twitter everyone's getting really embarrassed. One of them said, clunge, sorry, I know it's disgusting. And then the next one's like, gammon tusk, sorry. I love it.
That is horrendous.
Well, because you just feel, even though we're having a laugh, you feel like you've really
one? You know which one I hate the most is beef curtains.
Beef curtains is horrible. Or roadkill.
Imagine if a guy. Oh, what about beaver?
Beaver's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, beaver, yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like Little Man in a Boat as well. I think that's quite cute. That's an all-time classic for me. So I've been on Twitter a lot this week, guys, and I'm very proud of myself because I've invented a term.
I have.
Oh. And I've basically created a phenomena.
Oh. What is
Go
it?
On then, spit it out.
Go
so,
on.
I was lying in bed with food poisoning. Pretty food poisoning.
Of course.
Not ugly. Horrible.
Lady food poisoning.
Lady food poisoning. Little grumble. I was lying there and I got, I was just in there kind of incapacitated, so I thought I'd spend most of my time on Twitter. Suddenly I find myself flirting with complete strangers. In full eye view of complete strangers. So I'm sitting there kind of, someone says, hey Dawn, what would it take to get you? And I'm like, oh, I like a tall man with a big beer belly.
So everyone can read this, basically.
Everyone can read this. And I was
Twitter.
Like, I've got no idea if this is fun or if I'm out of control. Like, it was quite, you know, at some points, I thought...
You were being a little...
Oh, this is quite sexy. And so I invented the term flittering, which is flirting. An amalgamation of the words flirting and twittering. Capiche?
I like it, yes.
So anyway, so now that I've got all my followers and now my flitterbugs...
Flitterbugs.
So it's like morning flitterbugs, and everyone has to say something just a little bit flirty.
That's brilliant.
So it's basically follow me for a little bit of love every day.
It's like you're.
You guys
I don't
know. What to say,
I'm not,
do you?
I'm a bit like I'm not sure about it.
Oh God, Eileen, no. I've been like totally over the moon with this for like 24 hours.
I think it's a brilliant word, but I sometimes think when you're flirting with people anonymously. I don't know, just thinking about what they might be doing at the other end.
Oh, no, I don't mind that.
Well, as long as you don't see it.
As long as they don't see it.
And they don't tell you.
And they don't tell you, that's fine.
Yeah.
I just thought it was quite fun. It's quite a fun little pastime, just have a little bit of a flirt
flitter.
Every day.
I like that. I'm just going to have a little flitter.
Yeah, I
fancy a little flitter. Yeah,
I wish I could flitter. Even Twitter. I can't get the hang of it.
I quite like the innocence of the flitter, the word as well, flitter.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's pretty.
I know, it's
prettier
pretty.
Than beef curtains, anyway. Mm.
I mean, beef curtains
or
is
any
just
of those other
all,
ones.
Everything about the word
gammon,
wrong.
Gammon, what? What's the gammon one?
Gammon. See, at college, we'll,
See,
I used to live
horrible.
With seven boys at college and we always called my one the gammon. And if one of them was dating someone, they'd call her the gammon. I'm going out with the gammon tonight.
That's horrible.
I mean, isn't it awful?
Yes. But
quite funny, though.
Can I just say sorry, Mum?
Sorry, Mum.
Sorry, Bettina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're very
Bettina.
Sorry, Bettina.
This is actually quite a crude show. And this isn't normal, though, but every now and then we're allowed
Mum,
to be
Mum, will you email
naughty.
In a good one?
Yeah. Fufu. What?
Love pudding.
Love pudding.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
See, that's a nice one.
Zach.
Do you say that to your fiancé?
Love pudding. Do you
Can
say
I
love
put
pudding?
My spoon in your love pudding, honey?
Spoon?
That.
Spoon. Who wants to know a little bit of interesting information about the male anatomy?
Yes.
Well, you know how the penis is shaped, so there's like a head. Right. Anyone seen one of those?
No.
Nope.
Can you explain?
I just read about it. And how underneath there's like a ridge.
Yeah.
Well, the ridge is there for sperm competition. So basically, in the olden days when promiscuity was rife, I'm talking like cavemen, Neanderthal, mm-hmm. women would just get pumped by whoever because I don't think they quite worked out monogamy at that point.
Right.
So basically, sperm competition is about one man's sperm beating another man's sperm. Mm-hmm. So the scoop is actually there to draw out any sperm from another man that might already have been in the in the lady garden. So that his new sperm from the end of his penis will probably win and make it to the egg.
That's really interesting.
My point is, how would you ever know who the dad was?
Well, in those days.
Well, in those days, it should be the last one, shouldn't it? Like, if that actually worked.
In theory.
Yeah, but it depends.
But don't you
might not have a big scooper.
Yeah, but this is what I was saying. With evolution and all, and as the progression of monogamy, do you think the scooper's got smaller on the penis?
Probably. Maybe it was a big old ridge.
They you know the term the purple-headed warrior? You imagine back then it was just this huge, like, mushroom top scooping sperm from females.
Oh, my God. It's too early in the morning for this.
When I was on my way here this morning, I had no idea I was going to tell you that.
I'm absolutely...
That's Dawn's top tip.
Dawn Porter's important things.
God, I felt quite sort of naive. I didn't know any of this. Well, now I do.
What do you know?
Well, that's for me to know and you to find out, isn't it?
I like it when you give me pieces of information.
Oh, I don't know. Not much, obviously. I'm a bit.
I think naive I need. In the I think I need.
Yes, I'm a bit naive in those. yes. Okay, I'll get you on that next week.
Yeah,
next
give me time. Give me a piece of information next week.
Yes,
that's
I will.
Your homework.
All right. Okay.
Find me a piece
Does
of information.
Does it have
information.
To be sexual? It can
no,
be anything.
But, you know, I respond well to that.
It can be something like OxyClean is really good at getting wine stains out of the sofa.
Eileen, if that's the piece of information you're going to give me next week, then I think we need to terminate this agreement.
I'm just curious.
No, I think it was more of the penis sort of shelf thing and whatever. What is it?
How about a piece of information about evolution?
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah, something about the human race.
How it changed. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to think.
Yeah. Thank you. If anybody else listening to the show would like to Twitter me and let me know a piece of information about the human race.
Or
Felicia. I was like, this morning, I was like, morning. I wish it was voice. Do you know what? This will be the next stage in social networking. When you post 30-second voice tags.
Yeah.
Kind of, except some people have really horrible voices and it put you right off them.
Yeah, but thing is, I say, morning, flitterbugs, on Twitter. I could say, good morning, flitterbugs. Yeah.
And it would just go automatic. You just, like,
and then they'll know that I'm flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
But I wonder if that will, because, I mean, that's like the telephone. I think it will go back. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we can pick up the phone and call someone.
But no, but not to all these strangers all at once.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. No, that's interesting. But it isn't interesting. Like, we have the telephone, and then now we just email people. We don't call people anymore.
What the hell did they do before email?
And then it might go back round to, like, hearing each other's voices, but in a way that you can speak to everyone.
How did you dump people before email?
Well,
you just
about
stopped
you,
calling them.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it just disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. Like, it's my saviour. So, also this week, I went out for dinner with... an ex.
Ooh.
And I feel enlightened and inspired, and always that sometimes when a relationship doesn't work out between two people, no one necessarily has to be a bad person. And it's just really nice when you go back to it a few months later and realise that you're actually really good friends.
Good.
And I just felt really nice about it.
A bit of a grown up.
Yeah. That's good.
He gave me food poisoning, but...
So he was the one.
Well, we had oysters at the Roosevelt.
Oh.
It was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But it was just so lovely just to hang out without that pressure, that overwhelming relationship thing that just can so often kill the very reason why you're attracted to someone in the first place, and just sit there as friends and have a really great time.
And then you went home just...
Then I went home alone and lost some weight.
So that was a successful evening.
Thank God. Can you imagine? If we were like, one more night. Come on, one more night. And then I was just like...
Violently ill.
All night. It'd been awful. No, but it really it kind of humbled me a little bit. And I just like... I'm going back to London on Friday for possibly 6 months. I
can't believe it does get longer.
It does get longer because the reason is the point of the coming back bit in the middle, if there's not a real purpose, then I just work so much more in London. So I'm thinking about going back until September and just doing, being offered lots of cool jobs and just lots of stuff. Come back here with a bit more cash because I've been skint recently.
And then winter in the sunny
winter
kinds.
In Los Angeles. Yeah. And because I'm going away for so long, I've kind of got this little thing about just ironing out a few creases. Do you know what I mean? Like having dinner with him and making sure that was all intact and that we're fine and that I'm not going to disappear and this person's going to disappear out of my life on a bad note. And there's a couple of other like friends that I'd had a little bit of dodgy moments with recently and just like making sure that everything's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Resolve things.
One of my friends said, that's not very realistic because life isn't very lovely. And I said, well, I'm going to try and make my life as lovely as possible. Therefore, for me, that is realistic.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely. I think that's fair enough.
I think I did that in the early stages when I used to go back to London before I knew I was living here. And I would kind of resolve things with people that I wasn't on the best terms with.
Yeah.
And now, if you can't resolve something with someone, you shouldn't have them in your life.
Yeah, totally. But that happens very rarely, though. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, people that really you have to block out 100%. It's, you know, if it's happening a lot, you need to look at what you're doing as well, I think.
Oh, of
because
course.
It shouldn't happen. I think most people you can keep on an even keel and you can have, like, some sort of relationship with. You might have to distance a little bit, but there should be no, like, major feuding going
on. No, not anymore. I think we're too old for that.
No.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. I mean, it's like, my family, you know what, so many in the other older generation, anyway, I don't know if you have the same thing in your family, but like my family don't speak to my aunt, and my aunt doesn't speak to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's really sad.
Yeah.
Like, never speak. I mean, they just terminated, like, I just think it's really sad.
It is sad to go through life. But the thing is, family feuds are the most difficult, and that's where I actually am a hypocrite on what I just said, because, you know, when it's family, that love is so strong that the frustration and the anger always is more, because it means more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think family feuds are often the worst. I can't really comment too much on that, but I think I'm talking about, like, exes and friends and people like that.
Yeah.
You just think,
come on.
There was a reason why we got together. Let's try and think about that. We don't have to be best mates. We don't have to get back together. We just need to go, like, you're the only person who I can talk about the memories of that time with, so let's just share it.
But it does take time.
It does take
time. Sometimes you just can't, you know, with exes or even friends that you've had a thing with, you know, you can't, you just got to let it ride out, and sometimes it's just
unless
not ready.
They're horrid.
Well, if they're horrid, you just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
A really horrible boyfriend who, like, at the end of our relationship actually hit me. And I just called the police and never spoke to him again.
Oh, well, that's...
And he would come up to me on the street to try and be nice and apologise.
Well, yeah, see, these kind of things, I just... But that doesn't happen very often.
No,
right? There are some people in your life that are going to come along where you just have to get them out 100%.
Well, like I was saying, the girl that I mentioned last time, the same thing happened with her. Like, that's it. Like, I'll never... You know, that's done.
Yeah.
But as I said, if I saw her on the street, I wouldn't be like... I wouldn't tell her to piss off or whatever.
Can you not swear on my podcast, please, guys?
Can you not say beef curtains?
But you just said it.
I know.
You said fuck and beef curtains.
So, you know, I just think that there are certain relationships where you just have to just let go no matter what. But, like, you know, like when you go away as well, I don't know about you, but I always have to, like, tidy up, go and get my dry cleaning, tie up loose ends before I go on holiday. I get obsessed by, like... Just all that, because I don't want to come back to a mess, or I don't want, and it's the same thing.
Well,
like,
that's it, come back to
come
a mess.
Back to a mess.
I want to come back and just get LA
slate.
To be a happy.
You are coming back, aren't you?
Yes, it's difficult for me.
Can you say I promise?
I need to explain my situation. I have a very good career in England, and I can go back there and work and work and work on all sorts of different shows. Now, I've chosen to live here for the last year. I don't have a career in the US. It's starting, but it's going to take time. But it's not the money that I can earn back home. It's not the shows that I want to make. I'm having to start right at the bottom here. I'm in a situation at the moment where I haven't made a show for a few months and I just really need to work.
Yes.
So I need to go back and just get myself into a position in England where it's kind of a bit more fluid because I've been away for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That I can come back here and really work at it here. And my total intention is to come back and work at it here. Like, that is my... That's what I want to be doing by the end of the year. But I just need to do what's right for me as opposed to what I really kind of want to do socially at the moment.
Mm. But you should be able to go back and forwards.
Well, that's
eventually.
The goal. Mm. So I think I might be away until September just to really work and just... I've got lots of things to do. I'm making a few shows and really work and then come back, A, with loads of money so I can just chill out and really... try it over here, and secondly with more of an idea of what I want to do over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of a bit of a strategy thing, and I've been staying here because I love it as long as possible, and I've just now got to the point where I need to go home for a bit. But my apartment's here, Lilu's staying, which I'm gutted about. I wanted to take her back with me, but I tried to book her onto the flight yesterday and it's well over £1,000 just to fly her one way.
Oh,
and I just can't justify it for, like, at the moment. So I've got a few friends that are coming over in a couple of weeks. I'm just going to go back, make sure that all the work that I've got booked is actually happening, and then I might pay someone to bring her over for me in a few weeks' time.
She can't travel alone.
She can, actually. Like, you could drop her off at the airport for me and I could pick her up. And I could do that quite easily. I just need to go back and just make sure that everything's confirmed, you know, before I do that. But Fiona, who's at my house, is happy to look after her for me.
Well, it's nice for Fiona. She'll be fine.
Yeah, I think she'll really enjoy it.
But also, you're going to be working so much, in a way, you might not neglect her. But
it's true.
It might be better for her to be with someone who's a bit consistent.
It's true. Also, I'm going to be living in a flat in Soho, which is going to be really fun. But it's a one-bed flat. It's quite small. And there's no outside space. And for Lily, that's not good. So it's all kind of worked out fine. I can go back and I'm going to buy a flat in London, hopefully, in the next few months. And I can get all that sorted, then come back and get Lulu. And then
we'll take pictures of Lulu out on the town.
Where in Oh, no, you can't really say on the show. But
on Wardour Street, I think. Well, I'd love to live in Soho.
It's fantastic.
But we'll carry on with the podcast.
Fantastic.
We're going to do some weird technical thing that Zach's going to be in charge of and make it happen. I've got no idea what it means, but we will be doing a weekly podcast still.
Yay.
You guys here, me over there.
Yeah.
Which would be quite fun.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah. Might have more to talk about rather than just genitals, which is pretty much what my production skills have amounted to here.
It's
now.
Funny, actually, because I listened to a couple of the podcasts at the beginning and I always seem to manage to mention breasts.
I know you did. I know.
It's weird, isn't it?
And a couple of times you got them out.
Oh, yeah, but that was when Zach wasn't there.
You missed a good one, Zach.
I had a little conversation with Bravissimo yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got this new look that I want to try. So I've got these two white shirts, but they're quite see-through. Yeah, they've got two white shirts, but they're quite see-through. So I was thinking, well, rather than, like, try and hide a bra underneath it. Why don't I just wear like a crazy bra so it's part of the outfit?
Or wear a bra over the top.
That's a great idea. I can't hardly even thought of that. You're amazing. So I've ordered this really pretty pink lacy bra to go underneath a really pretty white kind of lacy top.
Cool.
Do you think that's okay?
It might be. I want to see a picture.
I've got an image in my head and I'm just going to go with
it. Yeah, I think that sounds nice.
It could be. I'm not sure.
Because I just think we all know we wear bras and we wear such pretty bras under our clothes. Why don't we make bras a part of the advert?
I am an advert. Can I just ask, even the people at home or Zach, because he's here, why do boys like to put bras on their head?
Kind of boys.
No, I remember at high school, the boys, like, when you were, they would somehow steal your bras from the changing rooms and always put them or the knickers on their head.
Because it's like,
I can understand the knickers on their head, but I wasn't so sure about the bras.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen bras?
I would say that my theory would be on that is that your head is the tallest part of you and it's like a conquer thing. Yeah, you've taken this girl, you know, you've got this girl.
My nephew used to do it, but other people used to do it at school, I remember, and I was always wondered why they would get the urge to put a bra on their head.
I did put a bra on my head once and put socks in it so it looked like ears.
See?
Like that, at least I can understand that. That's a game.
Well, it's like, why do you... You know, it's like wearing a hat or a funny mask or something. Like, that, you know, it's like, you know, that kind of thing.
I would never want to do that.
You've never put a bra on your head?
No. When you're 9, though, 8 or 9 years Maybe. Old, I think.
Do you think boys ever grow up, though, really?
No. I think they still find things like...
farts
knickers and bras funny.
Yeah. Jack freaked out my friend's son the other day. He's 13 and he was had some laundry put in his bedroom and he found a leopard thong in between his T-shirts. And he's like, Mom!
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Yeah.
They find it kind of gross at that age,
but also worse that he's picturing his mum wearing a leopard thong.
Oh, my God, can I just tell you something quite funny? A friend of mine just went to Hustler, which is this big sex shop here.
Looking for a fist.
Wow. And she bought this vibrator for $140.
Wow.
Because she was just like, you know, I'm a bit skint, but this is my night in, so I'm going to need this. And it's not like, you know, a stupid big rubber one-eyed
milk. Is it gold-plated?
It's like one of those little kind of ones that's about the size of your hand and it's slightly curved and it vibrates and you just kind of hold it against yourself. Anyway, she spent $140 on it and then basically, you know, had a night in and realised it's rubbish.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't like it.
No.
So she's like, can I take it back? And I'm like, listen, if that's a conversation you want to have in a shop with somebody, then by all means, excuse me, I've had a go with it, but it's not strong enough for my clitoris. I was wondering if I could possibly swap it for a cheaper and more powerful version. Wow. I was like, by all means. So she's going to take it back.
She is.
She's going to take it back.
She's just got to say...
You know what, maybe she should.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're there for, isn't it?
I bought this for a friend and she's already got 10 of them.
No, but it's been used.
No, I really want her to say it's not strong enough for me.
I think so.
That's brilliant. I'd love to see that.
I might actually follow her in and
film it.
But then it is Hustler. They're there to talk about sex toys. Therefore, they don't find it embarrassing and weird. I just can't imagine.
Well, actually, if they're good business people, they'd probably say, okay, don't worry, we'll give you another one.
Or take it back and give her... It's just the fact that it was $140.
They might say, oh, keep that one. We'll give you another one.
That would be good.
We don't want that back, but we'll give you another one anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could have that conversation. I'm still too embarrassed to buy tampons.
Really?
I just can't do it.
You're kidding me.
Every time I do it, I'm like, I go and get the box, hide it at the bottom of the basket, run to the run to the checkout, and if there's any kind of issue, like, have you got a price on these more or something like that, I literally think I can't handle it and I'll run
That's
out.
That's so funny.
But I will make TV shows about the most. And podcasts about the most intimate details of my character, but for some reason, buying tampons, I'm like, everyone knows.
Everyone knows it's like, you know when you walk through like a store and you've got them in your hand, everyone's looking at you, they're like, they know you've got
your mind. I don't mind. I feel like weird. It means that I'm still capable of having children. But I must say, I'm kind of embarrassed about being seen with toilet paper.
I know what you mean. Or when you go in, just to buy toilet paper, nothing else.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I used to, but I quite like it, actually.
Yeah.
I quite like to just go, yeah, I use toilet paper, I wipe my bum.
And on that note... I love it. Our last podcast together and Gail's final words. I wipe my bum.
Well, I'll see you next week from London then, guys.
See you next week.
Bye. I know.